I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Featuring some Heavy Run DMC samples there from the 1996 album Dead Cities. That was the Future Sound of London with We Have Explosive. Featured on the soundtrack to the old PlayStation 2 game Wipeout 2097. Actually, no, at the time that would have been just the regular first PlayStation, PS1. Since we're going with initials FSOL, Future Sound of London, it's the Manchurian duo of Gary Cobain and Brian Dugans. And they specialized in ambient dub and soundscapes that were often performed live to various global venues, but via ISDN connection. So like the old school phone line before like T1 lines or internet connections. So they performed live from their studio worldwide. Although they haven't been as high profile since their 90s heyday, FSOL continue to make music on their own label and under multiple aliases, the most popular being the psychedelic act The Amorphous Androgynous. We're reported to be working with Noel Gallagher's second solo album due later this year. And in the background, originally from the Gaumont British News, this is Nori Paramore and his orchestra, British easy-listening composer extraordinaire, with music from the movies. So now you have Explosive. This is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's exploratory community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, both in the Vancouver area. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak, and I'll be the compass to all these magnetic poles around here until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So last Tuesday, the nominees for the 84th Academy Awards were announced. 5 original scores and 2 original songs are up for Oscars at the end of February. So over the next few weeks, we're going to profile them. We actually did profile one towards the end of 2011. And that was Alberto Iglesias' work for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. But we're going to start off around 8:30 or so with the first of 2 John Williams scores. And they'll be the motion capture animated The Adventures of Tintin. And for those of you who remember public broadcasting from the 90s, we started off the show with Ray Parker and Tom Jeseniak's theme from the Nelvana TV production of The Adventures of Tintin. And that was from around 1991 or so. We'll let that dramatic moment end there. And what do we have lined up next? Well, we're going to sort of start things off here with a little peppy number from Fraser Valley musician Teen Days. So we head out to the Waldorf this Groundhog's Day, February 2nd. He's going to be joined by Doldrums and Myths. And this track samples the 1981 synth disco classic of the same name by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And this track was uploaded by Teen Days onto Bandcamp on New Year's Eve. So too late for most of us to celebrate how 2012 came in. But at least we have something for your next roller rink visit. So here's Teen Days with Let's Groove. We'll be right back.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
The message in the media mistaken, there's no number.
We started off with Teen Days, and that's something you just uploaded to Bandcamp, channeling Earth, Wind, and Fire there with Let's Groove. And if you've actually seen the original video for the Earth, Wind, and Fire track, beautiful slice of early 80s video production cheese there. And then from New York City, that was Jumping into the Gospel. And that was a single that released last year. It continues this year's vague theme here, exploding head movies about forecasted doom. Jumping into the Gospel with 2012. And the quintet had an earlier self-titled EP that matched their power pop swagger. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Up next is the Chemical Brothers, and they've had a particularly busy life in the cinema world as of late. They provided the score to last year's action film Hannah, which was profiled in episode 63, and actually made this year's Oscar shortlist for best score. And if you actually want to get episode 63, just go to CITR.ca, click schedule, look for Exploding Head Movies 63. And the Chemical Brothers has also provided a few cues for 2020's Black Swan. And those cues haven't really been properly released as they appeared on film. But one of those cues was called Don't Think, which was remixed a bit and added as a bonus song through iTunes to their most recent album, 2010's Further. But Don't Think is also the same name for their visual spectacular, since the Chemical Brothers actually have a live tour film right now based on one of the performances. And it's actually due out this week, I believe. I saw Wednesday at Scotiabank Theater. So if you want to keep your eyes peeled for that. So it features the two guys from Manchester again and their wonderful prowess on the wheels of steel and their decks and their gear at this point. But the visuals with clowns, paintball, and enough fast-moving lights to fuel your rave. So this is the Chemical Brothers. And this is that track. Don't Think. We'll be right back.
Just let it flow. Don't think. Just let it flow. Don't think. Just let it flow.
Don't Think by the Chemical Brothers. They're slightly tweaked from its appearance in the film Black Swan, and it can be found as a bonus track on iTunes or physically on the Japanese version of Further. And Don't Think also gives name to the Chemical Brothers' live film of a show along a Japanese mountainside. And yeah, Scotiabank, Wednesday, February 1st. So take a look to see what you can do ticket-wise to catch that. And actually playing live this Sunday, February 5th, is going to be Wilco. They're going to be joined by White Denim, and they're going to be playing the Orpheum. Wilco are touring in support of the recent album last year's The Whole Love, and one of their other singles recently included new Popeye animation. Some new stuff from the Popeye studio in 30 years. But the lead track from The Whole Love fits more into my milieu and one of my favorite types of Wilco songs. So here's Wilco with The Art of Almost.
I'll never know. most.
On Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Don't ever touch the ground, yeah.
How fitting for this show that we actually finally play that track. The band's name is A Place to Bury Strangers, and it was the title track to their 2009 album, Exploding Head. The Shoenoise Trio are considered New York's loudest band, and that's partly based on guitarist-vocalist Oliver Ackerman's primary business, which is making effects pedals for guitars and keyboards. And A Place to Bury Strangers are busy working on their third album to follow up, Exploding Head, and you are listening to Exploding Head Movies here for what is termed the 100th official episode under that guise. The old show name, Radio Free Gackle, they made it to 97. There was a 98th that was in existence, but that became lost in the great podcast battles of 2010. Oh, many an electron died then. And it was only just a couple weeks ago that Gack, that would be me, your host here on CITR, I hit the four-year mark. And 2 weeks ago, it was all Shadowy Med on a shadowy planet music here. So you can catch the podcast via CITR.ca and under the schedule and look at our Monday nights. And you'll find Exploding Head Movies here as part of the CITR 101.9 FM musical audio experience. Next up is Sandro Perry. He's a Toronto musician-producer who worked in the past under aliases such as Palmo Pulpo and Glissandro 70. In 2006, he began performing under his own name, Sandro Perry, and he moved away from his electronic post-rock sound from, I guess, about 12 years ago or so to a bit more of a folkier songwriting today, a mix of a 70 AM radio pop there, and even a little bit of Arthur Russell as well. Last year, Perry released Impossible Spaces through the Constellation label, and from that, here is Sandro Perry with Love and Light.
Hey, what's that you say? Something about a new day. But out you found your way. Do you get around outside? I'm always in the old way. All those old precious days never quite go away. Find a place to bear all the empty magazines and shifting dreams. A life to learn in you
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
from Ridgewood, New Jersey. There was Real Estate, and that song was Green Isles. If you find that off of last year's album, Days, and that's the band's second album, but their first for Domino. And Real Estate was in town last November when they played the Biltmore. Here's some Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And recently announced through Exclaim magazine is the debut album by a local act, Bleating Hearts. And they made the semis in the CITR's 2010 shindig. And it features members from bands like Fine Mist, the SSRIs, Romac, Fine Mist, and then the Softies as well, too. And the Bleating Hearts will be releasing their self-titled debut on March 6th, my birthday. And the record release party information is likely due quite soon. But one track's already been made available, and it's circulating out there on the internet. So here are the Bleating Hearts with Walls Come Tumbling Down.
I just Pride UBC presents Outweek 2012 from February 6th through the 15th. Outweek promises to bring you the most relevant workshops on human sexuality, cultural events, and a fabulous queer prom banquet on Friday the 10th. Come out and join Pride UBC as they kick off the week with an exciting rainbow flag-raising event Monday, February 6th at noon at the flagpole north of the sub. Check out the full list of events at outweek.prideubc.com.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.
Song to say what you done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong, and you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun. When I was just 9 years old, I swear that I dreamt your face on a football field and a kiss that I kept under my vest. Apart from everything, with the heart in my chest, I know that things can really get rough when you go it alone. Done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong, and you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun.
sounding bigger and better than ever. And that's going to be from their forthcoming album, Port of Morrow, their first in 5 years. That was The Shins with Simple Song. Port of Morrow will be out in March on the Shin Zone Oral Apothecary label after The Shins left Sub Pop once 2007's Wincing the Night Away was released. Shins leader James Mercer has been busy with Danger Mouse in the meantime. He worked on the David Lynch project Dark Night of the Soul, as well as the band Broken Bells. And before The Shins, we heard Crystal Stilts, and that was Dark Eyes off last year's EP Radiant Door. And the Brooklyn band has been also released the album In Love with Oblivion. That was their second since 2008's A Light of Night. And then we started off with, looks like the first time ever played on CITR. That was The Bleating Heart. So from their forthcoming self-titled debut, we heard, I always get this wrong, Walls Come Tumbling Down. Great stuff here. In the background, something from the 1970s. This is Opus 3 with Sanson y Dalia, off the Otra Vez solo 7-inch, found through the wonderful Soul Signs blog. Here's some exploding hit movies here on CITR. On January 20th, 1992, so about 20 years ago, it was determined via science, and specifically a bored person on Tumblr, that that must have been the good day in question in Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day. So some people are retroactively calling it International Good Day Day. And it's a fantastic bit of West Coast rap there. And he sampled the track we're going to listen to next before we get into The Adventures of Tantan. And this is something by the Isley Brothers from their 1977 album, Go For Your Guns. We're going to listen to Footsteps in the Dark. I'm Gak. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
There's love lost to be found. Oh. and try to be more aware. I keep hearing footsteps, baby.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday. Thank you.
And from The Adventures of Tintin, that was the main theme as performed, or conducted as well, to composed and conducted by John Williams, along with the orchestra there. And that is the first of five nominated scores for this year's Academy Awards, the 84th, which will be presented at the end of February. And that's going to be the first profiled score here for Exploding Head Movies for the upcoming year. And there's a lot to say about John Williams, to the point that he's actually nominated for a second soundtrack, which will air next week, so I won't go into too much depth, but at the very least, going into his early history, he was actually a pianist out of Flushing, Queens, out in New York, but then he headed over to Los Angeles after graduating from Juilliard, and he worked with Franz Waxman, Bernard Herrmann, and Alfred Newman. And if you're listening to Mancini's version of the Peter Gunn theme, the original thing, Williams is actually playing the opening riff there. And he was occasionally credited as Johnny Williams back in the day, helping out with Gilligan's Island, Lost in Space, The Time Tunnel, and Charade as well, too. But then he started working on films with the Universal Studios lot. And he was approached by Steven Spielberg in 1974 to help out with the Sugarland Express. The second film that they worked on then was Jaws, and at that point it was nonstop for him. And I think realistically Spielberg and Williams have worked together on all of Spielberg's films except two. And this is actually the first score that we've actually heard from John Williams in a couple of years, because he took some time off after that Indiana Jones debacle with the crystal skulls and aliens and nuking the fridge. Not that he was associated specifically with the quality for that, George Lucas, but he did take some time off to recuperate, and a lot of people thought that that was it. But no, he's come back with two strong scores, and he's still busy based on his IMDb profile. So we will talk about Tintin a little bit later on, but of course it's the Belgian cartoon created by Hergé, the alias of Belgian Georges Reims. It's been kicking around since the 30s or so, and something that a lot of European kids like to read, like me. So anyways, time is burning, so from the soundtrack to The Adventures of Tintin, here's Johnny Williams with a little theme for the dog, for Snowy, Snowy's theme. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Some wonderful stuff there. You can actually pick up a little bit of Star Wars and Harry Potter influence there, along with some French jazz. So there's John Williams there. We start off with a Snowy's theme, and then with that weird little Empire March rhythm, that was introducing the Thompsons, the two bumbling detectives that usually join Tantan, Captain Haddock, Snowy, and all those guys on their adventures. And then we heard a little bit of Snowy's Chase, and then we heard some of the fantastic French jazz there with the Milanese Nightingale. And then we just closed there with The Adventure Continues, and we'll soon queue up the Captain's Council to sort of end things up here. And amongst everything else that John Williams has done, of course, he's been nominated about like 45 times for the Oscars, and he's won 5 times. And the fact he's nominated twice this year indicates that, and as well too, since he hasn't actually come up with a score in a while, it means that one of the two scores he has might come up, but... Since the time that he hasn't been making films, he wrote original piece for Barack Obama's inauguration, a whole bunch of trio concertos for viola, harp, and oboe, and he has the Pop Concert Series in Hollywood Bowl. I know he heads up to Boston for the Boston Pops every once in a while as well, too. And of course, Tantan, great stuff. Started from 1930, and the books pretty well went up to 1976, and Hergé actually had been working on one that he couldn't complete by his death in 1983, but was released posthumously. So it's fantastic stuff. Clear things, great for the active young mind who wants a little bit of an engaging adventure. And that is how much we can only profile at this point right now. So let's just cue up Captain's Council here. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week here. Coming up, just a few seconds away, it's Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then midnight is Canada Post Rock, and that's going to close our broadcast Monday. If you missed any of this week's episode of Exploding Head Movies, the 100th, you can catch the podcast through www.citr.ca. You can also use iTunes. Just search for CITR there. You can actually just type in Exploding Head Movies that way in the podcast directory, and you'll find it. It's also how you find it on Facebook and on Twitter. Appropriately enough, my alias is 100 Air. All spelt out, sadly. I should have done the 100 Air, but whatever. Anyways, next week, more John Williams, and it's going to be a second nominated score. A lot of people are bad-mouthing it, but it's actually not as bad as you think, and it's actually going to be War Horse. So, stay tuned to CITR, listen through the rest of your evening, take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you in 7 days with Horse War. I mean, War Horse. No, I mean Horse War. Sorry. Haha.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin.